We're back to Padres Social Hour,
the off-season edition.
Keeping you up to date on all the hot stove news with your host, Jesse Agler.
Welcome back. Petco Park, Padres Social Hour. Final show before we head out. Pack up the Social Hour bus and go to Peoria.
Oh, man.
Randy, you've been in the Social Hour bus.
It's just phenomenal.
It's the height of luxury.
Yeah. And watching Blooper set everything up is like an
e-ticket. He drives it, too. That's the beautiful thing. He's got his special driver's license that allows him to drive. It's more of an RV, really, than a bus.
Right.
But he can get us to Peoria. And it takes no more than 11 hours with him driving.
Nice job, Blooper.
It's outstanding. Ted Leitner is here, voice of the Padres. How
hey,
are
Jess.
You, Ted?
Hey, Jess. Hey, Si. What's up?
Hey, just having some more fun. Another year.
Hey, thank you, God. Thank you, God. I had the great bus member? When Mrs. Kroc had the ball club, she had this incredible bus like it was Willie Nelson. Had it designed specially to travel around in addition to her plane and her helicopter. And this bus was unbelievable. I've never had a home that was as nice as this bus that she had. And she eventually sold it to Alex Spanos, who used it for when the Chargers made the remember the good old days when the Chargers made the play when the Chargers made the Super Bowl in the 94 season and the 95 Super Bowl in Miami. She sold the bus to Alex Spanos, and she was so mad because he gave it to Rush Limbaugh to use that week.
Oh.
And Mrs. Kroc was so liberal, and she was so mad and called me and said, "Do you know who he gave that bus to? I would have never sold it to him if I'd known that."
That's outstanding.
I love that.
Speaking of luxury
Good
buses
story.
Going to Peoria.
I love it. This is why we should have you on like every single day. And this is why I'm excited to sit next to you almost every single
likewise,
day.
Likewise, I'm sure.
For the next 7 months. That's outstanding. Are you excited? Like this time of year, we were just talking about that.
I always am.
Yeah.
I always am. It's just, you know, the off season is too long, and I'm lucky that I get to Aztec football and basketball, so I'm doing something. I'm working, and I'm enjoying it, and I love play-by-play, as you do. So that's good. And the anticipation of the offseason, I understand. We can't have an anticipation of an offseason like we had last year, because last year was the greatest anticipation I've ever seen in all the years that
I've
been here.
Yeah.
Because in 98, as Randy knows, there was great anticipation when we got Kevin Brown from Miami as the last piece and thought, wow, Kevin Brown. But in terms of what Caminiti and Finley and those guys were, we didn't know how good they were going to be. It wasn't the same. God, Matt Kemp? And Justin Upton, and it went on and on. It was not like that in 98. Last year was the biggest buildup, and you know what? You know what? I wouldn't change it.
No.
I wouldn't
it was
change
fun.
It for, I understand it was a big disappointment.
But it was
remarkable,
great.
Remarkable that they lost more games. That's almost impossible to do in baseball history. But it happened. But in terms of the excitement in the community and a team that said, hey, we're spending the money, we're going for it, and we're going to do it again, I would not change any part of what they actually did for the team and for the fans. It just didn't work out.
I think that's how some people feel. Not all. You know, I mean, there are people who have sort of, that I've come across at least, who've been embittered maybe a little bit by the way last year went. But I like it. Like you said, give it a shot.
Well, you know, and also I think if the pitching staff would have slammed the door early, like I was anticipating,
mm-hmm.
that would have been a completely different year last year.
And for you to jump on the pitchers.
Well, I mean, you know, they have to do a better job. You know, I think we all agree with that.
No question. I was in Peoria and talked to Balls, and I said, Balls, this is going to be awesome. And Darren Balls, he said, hey, I don't need one of them to be any better than last season.
I agree.
Just have to be, for the most part, as good. Health is not a given, but if we have health, and it'll be fine. And they were not as good as the previous year. And I'm sorry, that's baseball. It happens. But from a management standpoint and a franchise, Mike D was on 1090 and said earlier and before the season, this franchise has been stagnant. And now, by God, we're going for it. And just that attitude and Ron Fowler saying, here, we're not putting the money in the pocket. Here, spend it. Let's do it. Let's do it with draft choices. Let's do it with free agency. Let's make trades, whatever. But we're going for it. We're not just going to be okay and competitive. We're going for it. With that as the standard now, then the fans shouldn't say, well, I'm burned out. I mean, I'm so disappointed. Everybody's disappointed, but at least they're going for it.
Yeah, they are. You talk about going for it. You bring Andy Green, a new manager at the helm, with new coaches, you know, with maybe new expectations from the players.
Mm-hmm.
Great that they just had, you know, some of the younger guys here for a little orientation for a week.
Mm-hmm.
I love that,
you know.
And start creating that different feeling here, you know, with the San Diego Padres.
No, I understand. And Ron Fowler the other day said, you know, we'll be picked fourth, and we should be picked fourth, and that's fine, but we know there's a plan. and in terms of restocking the minor league system, and it had to be. I mean, that minor league system, they used it for that incredible offseason of when they got those guys. Now it's time. You have to restock it. They're doing that. They're going international. They're doing things. Hey, let's be honest. My Padres, in terms of through the years, in terms of not signing international players, I mean, Reimer Laureano, that was it. Mm-hmm. That was it for my 30-some-odd years. So now they're taking care of that. They're going to be drafting and developing better. They have to. They haven't done a good job of it. Through different general managers, it hasn't been good. Now the people who are doing it, I have great faith in, so I'm fine with that. Yeah. I understand that.
I mentioned Andy Green. His name came up, the new manager. And I've got to spend a nice amount of time with him so far this offseason. Really looking forward to continuing to get to know him. And we were at a Q&A with some season ticket members maybe 2 weeks ago. And he was talking about going to visit – like players this offseason. Like, I'm going to fly to Texas and meet with Cashner. I'm going to fly to North Carolina and meet with Myers. And, okay, that's great on its face. And just going and having the meal and shaking their hands and getting to know them is nice. But what he also said was he asked those guys, in your view, hey, what went wrong? Why didn't it go the way it was supposed to last season? And taking those answers from those guys and saying, I need you to stand up and say that in front of your teammates moving forward and sort of putting some of that onus on these players that, hey, you know, a guy can stand up and say, this is one of the things that was the reason it didn't go right last year. And for him to sort of empower the players.
I love that.
I was really impressed.
It really, you know, and it's a test case. Like I said, it's unprecedented. And it's not one guy to blame. And injuries were fairly moderate, you know, to minimal, so it wasn't that. But when you think about that talent level and those pitchers coming back and that bullpen and the back of that bullpen, and my God, you picked up Kimbrel. I mean, it's unprecedented. It's hard to point fingers and say, well, I knew. No, the only thing we knew was the defense would not be good. It would be serviceable at best. We knew that. But the rest of it, I'm sorry. Anybody who thinks they know baseball and thought, no, they're not going to do this, not going to do that. All the scouts that I talked to in spring training, the only thing they talked about was chemistry and the defense.
Yeah.
And chemistry, Larry Lucchino always used to say, I don't care about chemistry. I care about biology. You know, big, strong, you know, gnarly beautiful teeth and that kind of thing. But it matters. It matters. And it wasn't there. For whatever reason, it never came together. And it's just, I mean, they should be studying that for years from now in baseball. What the heck happened to the Padres in 15? It's remarkable and also bizarre.
All right, Ted, it's a fun time of year for you, not just because spring training is coming up, March Madness, and postseason college hoops. Do you ever get a break, by the way? I mean, you go from the Padres to Aztec football to Aztec basketball to the Padres.
No.
Okay.
No, I haven't. No, it's interesting. I haven't thought about that, Jess, because I haven't had a vacation in over 20 years because of the overlap to where it goes, you know, from football. And then basketball begins during the football season in November with San Diego State, which carries the basketball into, thank God you said March Madness, promise me.
Yeah.
Please promise me there'll be March Madness. And then that goes into the spring training.
So how do you do it?
The baseball season, just no vacations.
It's just the way he likes it.
Just
you
no
love
vacations.
It.
And I love vacations, but I love play-by-play. So I made the choice. If I didn't want it, I shouldn't do San Diego State. Or not do the Padres. That's up to me. But if you want to do it all, then don't complain about no vacations. So I'm fine with it.
It's awesome. You know? Steve Fisher's boys, they've been fun these last few weeks.
They're amazing. It's fascinating. And watching the Super Bowl, and speaking of cliches and expectations, well, defense wins championships. My God, does it ever.
Well said.
Does it ever. I mean, that Carolina offense, I saw it during the year, and I was pulling for Ron. You know, Ron Rivera was a marvelous guy. Ron used to come up and sit in the booth with us when he was the assistant coach with the Chargers, and what he liked the Padres, though he was, you know, in Chicago and the Bears and all that, and the Cubs and White Sox, but Ron used to sit with us upstairs in the booth. So I'm pulling for them, though I'm not a big fan of their owner, Jerry Richardson. I love Jerry. I just parenthetical. Jerry Richardson, I love my players. I love my players. The guy uses his political contacts to introduce legislation in North Carolina that his players cannot file for workman's compensation when they get hurt. And it's the National Football League, and they're going to get hurt. But he said, I love my players. Just parenthetical. So I was pulling for Ron Rivera, though I was not pulling for the owner to be standing there with the Lombardi Trophy. And as it turned out, he wasn't, because defense wins. And to answer your question, that's what Aztec football did, and that's what Aztec basketball does. Hard time scoring, but this guy averages 25 a game. Not against the Aztecs. This guy averages 27. Not against the Aztecs. Old-fashioned, old-school, just like their coach.
Beautiful.
Dribbling down to them, and it's a wonderful thing to watch.
Yeah. No, they've been fun, and obviously postseason stuff is coming up. An absolute pleasure and thrill always to visit with you. Thank you for coming down.
Thank you. Anytime, and I'm looking so forward to having you either my right or my left. Your choice. Doesn't matter.
No, I don't. As long as I'm there, man.
We can be together.
I'll sit in the back with Marcus. I got no problem with that. I'll sit with Dave. You know, we can.
Nah, you're on the right.
Okay.
You've got to be on the right.
We're going to have a good old time.
Yeah. No, it'll be awesome.
Yeah,
Ted Leitner. Make sure you're following him on Twitter. If you're not, at Ted Leitner.
True.
At Ted Leitner. All right. We've been talking about it. Spring training just around the corner, and tickets are now available for all the games in Peoria. Get them now. Padres.com/spring. Padres.com/spring. Still to come, the new host of Padres Social Hour. You will meet the person. Also, Mike Grace swings by. We continue right after this.